For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning's Edition Cliff Notes. On this day, 11 years ago in 1994, Republicans won control of the House and the Senate. Gingrich united the GOP under the Contract with America, a 10-point legislative program to reduce federal taxes, balance the budget, and dismantle social welfare programs. 11 years later, the Republican Party is about to be dismantled by an unbalanced budget and a 5-point program of indictments. To commemorate this day in history, President Bush said it's time for the GOP to make another Contract for America, one that is no bid and awarded to Halliburton. Pete Rose Jr., son of baseball's all-time hits leader, has pleaded guilty to distributing the performance-enhancing drug GBL to teammates. According to his father, Pete Rose, the line on his son being convicted is 5-1. Rose Jr. sold so many doses of the drug, he was known as the all-time GBL hit leader in the minor leagues. Iraq is hoping to become a major tourist destination with plans for theme parks and a 5-star hotel. The planned hotel will have the usual accoutrements, plush suites, business centers, and a kiosk in the foyer where customers can get their stumps polished. That was a rough one, and I knew it was a rough one, but I think it was poignant because it's probably true. And I think that's something you don't hear about in terms of talking about Iraq, to shift gears, is just how many people, civilians, have been injured or hurt. And that's the type of stuff you see after a war, certainly one that's gone on for as long as this one has.